SpongeBob SquarePants from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. SpongeBob SquarePants is an American animated television series created by marine biologist and animator Steven Hillenburg. Much of the series centers on the exploits and adventures of the title character and his various friends in the underwater city Bikini Bottom. The series' popularity has prompted the release of a media franchise, contributing to its position as Nickelodeon's highest-rated show, the most distributed property of MTV Networks, and among Nicktoons' most-watched shows. The pilot episode of SpongeBob SquarePants first aired in the United States on Nickelodeon on May 1, 1999, following the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. The official series premiere followed on July 17, 1999, with the second episode, Bubble Stand and Ripped Pants. The show reached popularity shortly after the beginning of its second season and has remained popular since. A feature film of the series was released in theaters on November 19, 2004. The series is currently in its seventh season and celebrated its 10th anniversary on July 17, 2009. SpongeBob has recently been renewed for a ninth season, which will, if not abruptly canceled, make it the longest-running show episode-wise in Nickelodeon's history, surpassing Rugrats. Section 1. Characters. SpongeBob SquarePants is an extremely energetic and optimistic sea sponge, although his appearance more likely resembles a kitchen sponge, who lives in a pineapple under the sea with his pet snail Gary, who meows like a cat. Although Gary only speaks in a few episodes, the characters have shown an ability to understand him. Living two houses down from SpongeBob is his best friend Patrick Star, a dim-witted yet friendly pink starfish who lives under a rock. Living between the two is Squidward Tentacles, an arrogant and egotistical squid who lives in a moai and dislikes his neighbors, especially SpongeBob, for their childlike behavior. He enjoys playing the clarinet and painting self-portraits. Another close friend of SpongeBob's is Sandy Cheeks, a red squirrel from Texas who is sent to Bikini Bottom to do scientific research for her chimpanzee bosses. Sandy is an expert at karate and lives in an underwater tree dome. When not inside her tree dome, she wears an astronaut-like suit because she cannot breathe in water. SpongeBob and Squidward's employer is former officer cadet of the Bikini Bottom Navy Force and war veteran Eugene Krabs, a miserly crab obsessed with money, who is the owner of the Krusty Krab restaurant. Mr. Krabs' archenemy is Sheldon Plankton, a small green copepod who owns a low-rank fast food restaurant called the Chum Bucket across the street from the Krusty Krab. Plankton spends most of his time plotting to steal the recipe for Mr. Krabs's popular Krabby Patty burgers and to obtain success, though his schemes always end in failure. Section 2. Setting. Much of the series' events take place in Bikini Bottom, an underwater city located in the Pacific Ocean beneath the real-life tropical isle of Bikini Atoll. Steven Hillenburg has stated that much of Bikini Bottom was based on the real-life city of Seattle. Much of this is supported within the context of the episodes themselves. However, despite implications of the city's location as well as analogies to real life, Hillenburg has stated that he wishes to leave the city isolated from the real world, explaining the Baywatch parody scene from the SpongeBob SquarePants movie as simply a reference to his favorite show of all time. Being located underwater, much of the city's populace, like that of the rest of the series, consists mostly of various sea life. However, in many episodes, the laws of physics are violated for comedic value. The citizens of Bikini Bottom live in mostly aquatic-themed buildings and use boatmobiles, an amalgamation of cars and boats, as a mode of transportation. Section 3. Voice Cast. Tom Kenny as SpongeBob SquarePants, Gary the Snail, Mr. SquarePants, French narrator, Patchy the Pirate in the live-action performance, and miscellaneous characters. Bill Fagerbakke as Patrick Starr, Roger Bumpass as Squidward and Dr. Gil Gilliam, Caroline Lors as Sandy Cheeks, Clancy Brown as Mr. Krabs, Doug Lawrence as Plankton, Larry the Lobster, and miscellaneous characters. Jill Talley as Karen, Lori Allen as Pearl Krabs, Mary Jo Catlett as Mrs. Puff, Brian Dolmoray as the Flying Dutchman, Ernest Borgnine as Mermaid Man, Tim Conway as Barnacle Boy, Serena Irwin as Mrs. SquarePants, Mama Krabs in Enemy Law, Friend or Foe, Spongicus, and Sailor Mouth. D. Bradley Baker as Squilliam Fancy Son and miscellaneous characters. Frank Welker as the Talking Gorilla in I Had an Accident and Animal Vocal Effects. Paul Tibbett as Mama Krabs in Sailor Mouth and Midlife Crustacean and Polly the Parrot 2007 to present. Steven Hillenburg as Polly the Parrot 2000 to 2004. Section 4. History. Section 4.1. Development. 1984 to 1999. Creator Steven Hillenburg initially conceived SpongeBob SquarePants in 1984 while he was teaching and studying marine biology at what is now the Orange County Ocean Institute. During this period, Hillenburg became fascinated with animation and wrote a comic book entitled The Intertidal Zone, starring various anthropomorphic forms of sea life, many of which would evolve into SpongeBob SquarePants characters, including Bob the Sponge, who was the co-host of the comic and resembled an actual sea sponge as opposed to SpongeBob. In 1987, Hillenburg left the Institute to pursue his dream of becoming an animator and began to envision the possible concept of a project involving anthropomorphic sea life, drawing several rough sketches. In 1992, Hillenburg began to attend the California Institute of the Arts to study animation, having been accepted into the institute by Jules Engel, who was impressed by Hillenburg's previous work. While attending animation school, Hillenburg received a job on the children's TV series Mother Goose and Grimm, and worked on the series from 1991 to 1993. While attending the California Institute of the Arts, he made a thesis film entitled Wormholes, which was funded by the Princess Grace Foundation and was later displayed at various animation festivals. In 1993, Hillenburg graduated from the Institute, earning a Master of Fine Arts in Experimental Animation. In 1995, Joe Murray, creator of Rocko's Modern Life, met Hillenburg at one of said animation festivals and offered him a job as the director of the series. Hillenburg then joined the Nickelodeon animated series as a writer, producer, and storyboard artist during the series' third season, continuing his position for much of the fourth season. The third episode, Fish and Chumps, which aired November 12, 1995, was directed by Hillenburg and involved Rocko, Heffer, and Filbert going on a fishing trip, oblivious to the fact that a pair of anthropomorphic fish are attempting to catch them underwater. While working on Rocco's Modern Life, Hillenburg became friends with Tom Kenny, who was later approached by Hillenburg to become the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, and future SpongeBob SquarePants collaborators Doug Lawrence, Paul Tibbett, and others. Rocco's Modern Life ended in 1996. Shortly following this, Hillenburg began working on SpongeBob SquarePants, teaming up with several Nickelodeon veterans and Rocco crew members. To voice the character of SpongeBob, Hillenburg approached Tom Kenny, who had worked with him on Rocco's Modern Life. Originally, SpongeBob was to be named SpongeBoy, but this name was already in use. This was discovered after voice acting for the original 7-minute pilot was recorded in 1997. The Nickelodeon legal department discovered that the name was already in use for a mop product. Upon finding this out, Hillenburg decided that the character's name still had to contain Sponge so viewers would not mistake the character for a cheese man. Hillenburg decided to use the name SpongeBob. He chose SquarePants as a family name, as it referred to the character's square shape and it had a nice ring to it. Whilst pitching the cartoon to Nickelodeon executives, Hillenburg donned a Hawaiian shirt, brought along an underwater terrarium with models of the characters, and Hawaiian music to set up the theme. The setup was described by Nick executive Eric Coleman as pretty amazing. When given money and 2 weeks to write the pilot episode, Help Wanted, Derek Dryman, Steven Hillenburg, and Nick Jennings returned with, described by Nickelodeon official Albie Hecht, a performance I wish I had on tape. Although described as stressful by executive producer Derek Dryman, the pitch went very well. Kevin J. and Hecht had to step outside because they were exhausted from laughing, making the cartoonists worried. Section 4.2, Beginning, Hillenburg Era, 1999 to 2004. SpongeBob SquarePants aired its first episode, Help Wanted, Reef Blower, and Tea at the Tree Dome on May 1st, 1999, following the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. The series later made its official debut on July 17th, 1999, with the second episode, Bubble Stand and Ripped Pants. The series initially suffered in the ratings and failed to attract a steady audience. Hillenburg was confident that due to the low ratings, the Nickelodeon executives would cancel the series after its first season. However, during this period, Hillenburg visited Sumatra and noticed a schoolgirl carrying a bootleg SpongeBob SquarePants book bag, convincing him of the series' cult following. However, he continued to believe that the series would be canceled after its first season and was surprised when Nickelodeon renewed the series for a second season. The second season began on October 26, 2000 with the episode Something Smells and Bossy Boots, and during this time the show propelled into stardom with the help of a huge merchandising campaign that continues to this day. The growing popularity of SpongeBob led to Nickelodeon immediately ordering a third season, which began on October 5th, 2001 with the episode Just One Bite and the Bully. In 2002, as the show's success continued to grow, production on a feature film spin-off began. Nickelodeon, having aired half of the third season by then, decided to spread the remaining episodes out over 2 years, and the final episode, SpongeBob Meets the Strangler and Pranks-a-Lot, aired on October 11, 2004. The SpongeBob SquarePants movie was released soon afterwards. The film was intended to be the series finale, however, in 2004, it was announced that SpongeBob would be continuing with a fourth season due in May. Hillenburg was rumored to have left the series. However, he did not actually leave the show, but resigned from his position as the show's executive producer. The job now belongs to Derek Dryman, with Paul Tibbett taking over Dryman's job as creative director. Section 4.3, Post-Movie Era, 2005 to present. The fourth season began on May 6, 2005, with the episode Fear of a Krabby Patty and Shell of a Man. After airing three new episodes on Fridays from May 6th to May 20th, Nickelodeon showed no new episodes until September 2005. For the first time in the series' run, Nickelodeon began airing 11-minute segments of new episodes separately, spread over 2 weeks. This practice began with the airing of the episode Selling Out on September 23rd. Its companion episode, Funny Pants, premiered the following week. The Star Online eCentral reported in December 2005 that Nickelodeon had ordered 20 more episodes, bringing the show's total to 100. In December 2006, SpongeBob was approved for a sixth season. The fifth season began on February 19, 2007, with the episode Rise and Shine, Waiting, and Fungus Among Us. On July 23, 2007, Nickelodeon aired a special event called the SpongeBob New Week, in which from Monday to Friday, a new episode would air. This continued until the end of the second week. Later, on November 12, 2007, a TV movie aired titled Atlantis SquarePantis, guest starring David Bowie as the voice of Lord Royal Highness. On March 13, 2008, it was announced that SpongeBob would have an additional 39 episodes, which includes the remaining episodes of the sixth season and a seventh season. Section 4.3.1, 10th Anniversary. On July 14, 2009, a primetime SpongeBob 10th Anniversary documentary titled Square Roots, The Story of SpongeBob SquarePants, aired on VH1 discussing the history of the show and its impact on popular culture. Starting on July 17, 2009 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Nickelodeon aired a 50-and-a-half-hour marathon titled The Ultimate SpongeBob Sponge Bash. The marathon included the premiere of 11 new episodes, countdown of celebrities and viewer-chosen top episodes, and more. On November 6, 2009, a second TV movie debuted on Nickelodeon titled Truth or Square, in which SpongeBob, Patrick, Squidward, and Mr. Krabs are accidentally locked inside the Krusty Krab freezer on the night of the restaurant's 117th anniversary celebration. While trapped inside, the friends look back on their shared memories with shocking reveals. Several celebrities made live-action cameo appearances on Truth or Square, including Rosario Dawson, LeBron James, Tina Fey, Will Ferrell, Craig Ferguson, Robin Williams, and Pink, while Ricky Gervais provided opening and closing narration for the special. Also, Victoria Beckham was set to lend her voice as Queen Amphitrite, a Brit-accented goddess of the sea, in an upcoming episode titled Neptune's Party, a half-hour special that is most likely set to air this summer. Section 5, Hallmarks. Section 5.1, Humor. SpongeBob is designed to appeal to adults as well as children due to the comic nature of situations encountered in underwater life. Situations, references, and language are used that may not be understood by the show's younger viewers. Certain innuendos, in particular, are intended to go over the young viewers' heads. For example, SpongeBob tried to show his grandma that he was a mature adult by wearing sideburns and a derby and listening to free-form jazz. In one episode, SpongeBob is watching a dancing sea anemone on TV and looking excited. When Gary enters the room, he quickly changes the channel to the football. And a coral reef sculpted like Toulouse-Lautrec's Can-Can Girls stands in the background of a scene. Numerous marine biology in-jokes are woven into the show. Frequently, the characters will do things that would be physically impossible underwater, such as lighting fires or going to a beach. Part of the show's appeal has to do with the childlike nature of SpongeBob and his best friend Patrick Star, both of whom are adults but display an innocence typical of human children. However, the characters are not immune from more adult avocations, including rock musicianship in a stadium performance and raising children. Many characters can be heard uttering things like barnacles or fish paste out of frustration. Some characters may call each other names such as Barnacle Head. Many modified aphorisms are also used, such as a rolling stone gathers no algae. In the episode Sailor Mouth, SpongeBob and Patrick play a board game called Eels and Escalators, perhaps a reference to Snakes and Ladders. Section 5.2, Music. The series theme was composed by Derek Dryman, Mark Harrison, Stephen Hillenburg, and Blaze Smith, and is primarily based on the sea chanty, Blow the Man Down. The song is sung by Penny the Pirate, voiced by Patrick Penny, and can be found on the soundtrack SpongeBob SquarePants Original Theme Highlights. A cover of the song by Avril Lavigne can be found on the SpongeBob SquarePants movie soundtrack. Another cover by Violent Femmes, which aired as a commercial on Nickelodeon to promote Season 2, can be viewed in the special features of the Nautical Nonsense and Sponge Buddies DVD. A choral version was recorded for the SpongeBob Christmas special, where the last repetition of SpongeBob SquarePants was replaced by It's a SpongeBob Christmas Special. The theme song is occasionally utilized as marching cadence. An instrumental version of the opening theme is used in Italy. The majority of the background music used in SpongeBob SquarePants comes from the Associated Production Music Library, some of which have also been used in shows such as The Simpsons, Ren and Stimpy, The Mighty Bee, Rocko's Modern Life, The X Factor, Camp Lazlo, My Gym Partner's a Monkey, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and The Adventures of Pete and Pete. For competition-based episodes, some of Sam Spence's NFL films' music is used, such as A Golden Boy Again, used in episodes such as The Fry Cook Games, and Ramblin' Man from Gamblin' is used in Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy 5. The Line Man is also used extensively in Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy episodes. Ironically, one of Spence's more famous songs for the NFL Films Library of Music is an orchestral version of Drunken Sailor called Up She Rises, first suggested by Stephen Sable to his father Ed because he liked the song at summer camp. Hawaiian steel guitar music is used for comedic and dramatic effect in the show. Various compositions featuring the Hawaiian steel convey happy, sad, or goofy emotions and situations. Many are traditional Hawaiian melodies such as Aloha Oi, and are usually sampled from the above-mentioned APM music library, and are from time to time performed by classic steel guitar artists, including the Woodies, the Langhorns, and the Meltones. Creator Hillenburg states that much of the music in the series was inspired by 1950s Hawaiian steel guitar tunes. Another aspect of the series' musical score is traditional sea chanties, which are used for the musical themes in the show. The most commonly used song in the series is Drunken Sailor, although a ukulele version of the 12th Street Rag is often heard in the background as well. Unlike other Nickelodeon shows, SpongeBob features well-known independent musicians who contribute to its soundtrack. Alternative rock bands such as Wilco, The Shins, The Flaming Lips, and Ween, as well as metal bands Pantera, Motorhead, and Twisted Sister, have made appearances on the show and movies' soundtracks. Section 6. Reception. Section 6.1. Critical Reception. SpongeBob SquarePants currently holds an 8.6 on TV.com, the third best rating in Nickelodeon, the first being Avatar The Last Airbender with a rating of 9.3, and the second being The Fairly Odd Parents with a rating of 8.8. Section 6.2. Popularity and Appeal. SpongeBob SquarePants was the first low-budget Nickelodeon cartoon, according to the network, to become extremely popular. Low-budget cartoons had not garnered as much esteem as higher-rated, higher-budgeted shows such as Rugrats. Although when SpongeBob SquarePants aired in 1999, it had gained a significant enough number of viewers in the ratings to be considered popular, eventually becoming more popular than Rugrats had ever been. SpongeBob follows other Nickelodeon shows that have attracted older viewers: The Ren and Stimpy Show, Rocker's Modern Life, The Kablam Skits, Action League Now, and The Angry Beavers. Other shows have followed in this trend as well. Invader Zim and The Fairly Odd Parents won a similar fan base when they both premiered in 2001, and the latter is now second only to SpongeBob in popularity, while the former was canceled despite gaining a cult following. Though the show debuted in 1999, SpongeBob did not become hugely popular until around 2000 and has remained popular since then. Heavy metal group Metallica even released a t-shirt featuring cartoon versions of themselves playing live with the characters SpongeBob and Patrick. British rock singer David Bowie was a special guest on the SpongeBob SquarePants episode Atlantis SquarePantis, which aired on November 12, 2007. The episode drew total 8.8 million viewers, the biggest audience in the show's 8-year history. The show became so popular with adolescents and adults that the series was broadcast on MTV and featured on Spike TV. A quote by Patrick, "It's gonna rock," from the episode Midlife Crustacean has been used as a promotional tagline for rock stations. Ren and Stimpy, among others, had followed a similar path. The SpongeBob SquarePants movie features a cameo appearance by actor David Hasselhoff in a parody of his role from the Baywatch TV series. In April 2009, as a tie-in to the special SpongeBob vs. the Big One, Burger King distributed two different commercials geared toward children and adult audiences. In ads broadcast on major networks, the commercials show rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot recording a music video for his new song SpongeBob Got Back. Section 6.4. Criticism and Controversy. In 2005, a promotional video which showed SpongeBob along with other characters from children's shows singing together to promote diversity and tolerance was attacked by an evangelist group in the United States because they saw the character SpongeBob being used as an advocate for homosexuality. James Dobson of Focus on the Family accused the makers of the video of promoting homosexuality due to a pro-homosexual group sponsoring the video. The incident led to questions to whether or not SpongeBob is homosexual. Creator of the character, Steven Hillenburg, had previously denied that SpongeBob was gay in 2002 when SpongeBob's popularity with gay men grew. He clarified that he considers the character to be almost asexual. After Dobson made the comments, Hillenburg repeated this assertion that sexual preference was never considered during the creation of the show. Tom Kenny and other production members were shocked and surprised that such an issue had arisen. Dobson later asserted that his comments were taken out of context and that his original complaints were not with SpongeBob, the video, or any of the characters in the video, but with the organization that sponsored the video, We Are Family Foundation. Dobson indicated that the We Are Family Foundation posted pro-homosexual material on their website, but later removed it. After the controversy, John H. Thomas, the United Church of Christ's general minister and president, said they would welcome SpongeBob into their ministry. He said, "Jesus didn't turn people away, neither do we." Section 7, Other Media. Section 7.1, Amusement Rides. SpongeBob SquarePants 4D is located in both Six Flags Over Texas and Noah's Ark Dive-In Theater in Noah's Ark Water Park, and opened in both locations in 2007. The ride features water squirts, real bubbles, and other sensory enhancements. The SpongeBob SquarePants 4D ride opened at the Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, in the summer of 2007. SpongeBob appears at the Mall of America's new Nickelodeon-themed park, rebranded from the Mall of America's park at MOA, formerly Camp Snoopy, at Nickelodeon Universe in the Minneapolis-St. Paul suburb of Bloomington, Minnesota. The new theme park features a SpongeBob-themed Gerstlauer Eurofighter custom roller coaster, the SpongeBob SquarePants Rock Bottom Plunge, which has replaced the Mystery Mine Ride and Old Time Photo Store on the west end of the park. The theme park opened March 15, 2008. The Chicago Shed Aquarium hosts a 15-minute feature of SpongeBob in 4D with vibrating special effects movie seats accompanied by bubbles, wind, a distinct pickle smell, and tickles throughout the film. The feature ran through 2009, being temporarily replaced on November 27th. Section 7.2, Film. Paramount Pictures and Nickelodeon Movies produced the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, a film adaptation of the SpongeBob SquarePants animated series, released November 19, 2004. The film was directed by series creator Steven Hillenburg and written by longtime series writers Hillenburg, Derek Dryman, Tim Hill, Kent Osborne, Aaron Springer, and Paul Tibbett. Nickelodeon official Albie Hecht, Dryman, Hillenburg, Julia Pister, and Gina Shea produced the film, while much of the film's music was composed by Gregor Narholtz. The film follows SpongeBob, who expects Soupy bestowed the title of manager for Mr. Krabs' new restaurant, the Krusty Krab 2. However, the position is given to Squidward instead, causing SpongeBob to go into a state of depression. Jealous of Mr. Krabs' success, Plankton initiates his final plan. Plan Z, which involves framing Mr. Krabs for the theft of King Neptune's crown. SpongeBob and Patrick then go on a quest to retrieve Neptune's crown and save the lives of both Mr. Krabs and the rest of Bikini Bottom from Plankton's scheme. The film also guest stars Jeffrey Tambor as King Neptune, Scarlett Johansson as the King's daughter Mindy, Alec Baldwin as Dennis the Hitman, and David Hasselhoff as himself. It received a largely positive critical reception and was a box office success. Section 8. Merchandise. Merchandise based on the show ranges from Kraft macaroni and cheese, Go-Gurt, Kellogg's cereal, and video games to boxer shorts, flip-flops, pajamas, t-shirts, slippers, Pez dispensers, and radios. The show also spawned a large and popular merchandise line at Hot Topic, Claire's, Walden Books, Borders Books, Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, Radio Shack, Target, KB Toys, Big Lots, Walmart, Shopko, Pamida, Meijer, Kmart, Sears, JCPenney, Kohl, Lowe's, TJ Maxx, Toys R Us, and Ames stores in the United States, as well as the Zellers, Walmart Canada, and Toys R Us stores in Canada, and a limited selection of merchandise in Australia at Kmart Australia and Target Australia. Kids' tie-ins have been released in fast food restaurants in many parts of the world, including Burger King in Europe and North America, as well as Wendy's in North America and Hungry Jack's in Australia. A McDonald's Happy Meal tie-in with SpongeBob-themed Happy Meal boxes and toys has not been released in North America yet, but was released in Europe and other international markets in the summer of 2007. In Australia, the advertisement for the McDonald's SpongeBob Happy Meal won the Pester Power Award for the fact that the ads are enticing to young children to want its food because of the free toy. In Japan, they had a kids' meal tie-in with KFC, which featured different toys based on this TV series. As a tie-in beverage for the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, 7-Eleven convenience stores created a pineapple-flavored Slurpee in 2004, which was discontinued in 2005. In 2007, some new high-end SpongeBob-themed electronics have been introduced by Imation Electronics products under the M-Power brand, such as MP3 players, digital cameras, a DVD player, and a flat-screen television. Other items featuring SpongeBob include a special edition Monopoly board game, Life, and Operation board game, as well as a SpongeBob SquarePants edition of Ants in the Pants and Yahtzee. There are also rarer items such as SpongeBob surfboards and electric guitars. Pictures of SpongeBob SquarePants also started to appear on the labels of 8-ounce cans of Green Giant cut green beans and frozen packages of Green Giant green beans and butter sauce, which featured free stickers in 2007 as part of an initiative to get kids to eat their vegetables. In the United Kingdom, a SpongeBob SquarePants magazine is currently being published by Titan Magazines every 4 weeks. It was first published on February 3, 2005. The issue published on February 1, 2007 was the second anniversary of the magazine. The magazine contains comic strips, fan letters, competitions, and several features including games. A SpongeBob SquarePants 2009 calendar has been released featuring the caption on the bottom right corner of the front cover celebrating his 10th anniversary, which was on May 1st and July 17th, 2009 respectively. On March 31st, 2009, three songs from the show were released as downloadable content for the music video game series Rock Band. Nickelodeon has also created a Facebook page and Twitter account for SpongeBob. His best friend, Patrick Starr, has been given a page on Facebook as well. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.1 unported license available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.